Even though.
Even though.
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
Inside and out.
Inside and out.
Oh, and I want to look good too.
And I want to look good too.
And somehow that's not happening.
And somehow that's not happening.
It's just not happening.
It's just not happening.
I mean. To do better.
To do better.
Breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply.
Calmly.
Calmly.
Think good thoughts.
Think good.
Release the negativity.
Release the negativity.
I intend to do better.
To
eat healthy food.
To eat healthy foods.
Not really. I wish I would.
No,
I don't. I'm in a conflict. I want it to be easy. And I don't want to work for it.
I'm in a conflict.
I want it to all be easy. And I want to skip the part where I have to face the yuckiness or do the work to heal my physical body after decades of neglecting it, storing pain and hurt
and
resentments that are showing up now.
I don't
want
to go back.
I don't want to take responsibility
for not knowing
how to release the stress
all these decades.
I want to go through
whatever it takes
to heal all that.
I'm learning so much.
I want to start from here.
And for some reason,
my physical body
just doesn't know how to keep up.
What if I could see it differently?
What if every discomfort
wasn't a hindrance?
Wasn't a negative?
Was just more evidence
that I'm rapidly moving forward.
That every old hurt,
every old negative thought,
every negative stored emotion,
finally felt safe enough
to get my attention
through physical symptoms.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't want that.
This gaining weight.
This physical discomfort.
Muscles that complain.
I don't want that.
Even though,
these bodies are dense.
And by the time a symptom shows up,
I've been doing harm
through repetitive thought patterns
for years
and years
and years.
And I want to change it
in a weekend,
in a month.
I want to change it
right now.
What if I could see
this differently?
I can't change that quickly.
And if I could,
I'd only want more.
I'd want more.
And I'd want it faster.
So wouldn't it be amazing?
Wouldn't it be a break?
If I could be with this body,
this emotional body,
this physical body,
and release all judgment,
and give it my full attention.
And patience
beyond what I'm familiar with.
As I constantly,
consistently
hold positive expectation.
Can't do it.
If I'm going to feel positive,
I need to feel good.
And the problem with that
is,
I can't find my way there.
I'm seeking to know
a new level of acceptance,
whether it's physical,
in my environment,
even my home being torn down,
even if I'm happy.
I'm looking for a new level
of curiosity,
of ease,
of positive expectation,
that whatever I'm experiencing,
I'm in the exact right place
to use it
for expansion and good
within me,
through me,
and around me.
Even if it's a sudden job loss.
The anniversary of a death.
A memory of shock.
A memory
it shall.
However my body responds.
However my body responds.
With odd cravings.
With odd cravings.
With tiredness.
With tiredness.
With hyperactivity.
With hyperactivity.
However my body responds.
However my body responds.
With stiffness.
With stiffness.
With quirkiness.
With quirkiness.
I want to be loving and kind.
I want to be loving and kind.
And hold only.
And hold only.
Positive expectation.
Positive expectation.
That this too.
That this too.
Is a part of me.
Is a part of me.
Growing.
Growing.
Expanding.
Expanding.
Healing my heart.
Healing my heart.
Healing for many.
Healing for many.
Through my acceptance.
Through my acceptance.
Of what I'm feeling.
Of what I'm feeling.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Even physically.
Even physically.
At this time.
At this time.
I want to see all things.
I want to see all things.
As though I have created.
As though I have created.
Forward movement.
Forward movement.
I want to see.
I want to see.
All experiences.
All experiences.
Within this body.
Within this body.
In my life.
In my life.
In my environment.
In my environment.
With great potential.
With great potential.
For magic.
For magic.
For gift.
For gift.
For potential.
For potential.
Within me.
Within me.
And through me.
And through me.
And I'd like to let go now.
And I'd like to let go now.
Of all repetitive patterns.
Of all repetitive patterns.
That hold me.
That hold me.
In only one perspective.
In only one perspective.
If it doesn't look perfect.
If it doesn't look perfect.
If it doesn't feel comfortable.
If it doesn't feel comfortable.
I'm getting something wrong.
I'm getting something wrong.
It's not true.
It's not true.
It is uncomfortable here.
It is uncomfortable here.
Earth is uncomfortable.
Earth is uncomfortable.
It's just the way we are.
It's just the way we are.
And now I'd like to feel good.
And now I'd like to feel good.
I'd like to feel really good.
I'd like to feel really good.
No matter what my body.
No matter what my body.
My financial life.
My financial life.
My home.
My home.
My city.
My city.
Is going through.
Is going through.
I'd like to feel really good.
I'd like to feel really good.
Trusting me.
Trusting me.
That I'm getting it right.
That I'm getting it right.
Even when.
Even when.
There's the chaos of transition.
There's the chaos of transition.
Showing up.
Showing up.
Physically.
Physically.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Energetically.
Energetically.
Of course it's chaotic.
Of course it's chaotic.
Because the minute I have everything I want.
Because the minute I have everything I want.
I want more.
I want more.
I want better health.
Better.
Less limitation.
Less limitation.
More courage.
More courage.
More clarity.
More clarity.
More consistency.
More consistency.
Every time I am comfortable.
And every time I am comfortable.
I decide I want more.
I decide I want more.
And it all begins again.
And it all begins again.
This stretching.
This stretching.
This growing.
This growing.
This reaching.
This reaching.
This manifesting.
This manifesting.
Of discomfort.
Of discomfort.
In all its many forms.
In all its many forms.
I'm seeking right now.
I'm seeking right now.
If it is possible for me.
If it is possible for me.
To cut all energetic ties.
To cut all energetic ties.
To anything.
To anything.
Everything.
Everything.
That is not serving me today.
That is not serving me today.
All energetic ties.
All energetic ties.
With the bad part.
With the bad part.
The negative perception.
The negative perception.
Of whatever.
Of whatever.
I've remained attached to.
I've remained attached to.
I'm seeking to see through a new filter.
I'm seeking to see through a new filter.
A very positive filter.
A very positive filter.
So that even as I experience.
So that even as I experience.
Stress.
Stress.
Discomfort.
Discomfort.
I'm in a higher vibration.
I'm in a higher vibration.
A higher possibility.
A higher possibility.
A positive.
A positive.
Expectation.
Expectation.
For myself.
For myself.
And for everyone else.
And for everyone else.
Okay. Big breath. Yeah, so your body is only, you know, bringing up old stuff to be healed. It's not a bad thing, in my opinion. And so when things come up, it's because you're at a level where it's ready to be addressed. And any physical thing can give you, can just give you so many pathways into understanding of old beliefs, old limitations, old perspectives that you've been storing somewhere.
How long should the physical discomfort last?
Depends on how long your thoughts have been not true.
Say it one more time.
Well, there's a lot of things going on there. First of all, if you always look at things as this is uncomfortable or this is, what's going on now? Or, you know, what is this? Or when is it going to end? Well, you get more of it. So when you can fully embrace it, which is very hard, but when you can fully embrace it and have ease with it, that sense of well-being, no matter what, didn't you just go through some craziness with your washer? Mm-hmm. Did you remain okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you still had washer problems.
Yeah.
It was just time-consuming and hard for a while, but you remained in balance.
Yeah.
When you're there, things go quicker. But it's a huge shift. It's not an easy shift to get to. You know, for most of us, it takes quite a few years of tapping and clearing. And then there's another place where, you know, you do start clearing things quicker. So when you're, you know, when it's coming up, are you looking at it as, wow, what's the gift in this? What can I use this for? How can I get through this and make sure I'll do everything that benefits my higher self so I don't have to do it again? And my personal experience is sometimes I just don't have time for that. Sometimes I'm busy with other stuff. So, of course, I loop through it again.
How do you make the distinction between the fact that this is because of your energetic work as opposed to it's a real issue?
Well, they're both tied together. But anytime your physical body has a symptom of any kind, something's been going wrong for a very long time. And, you know, you can't prove something you can't see or measure. You know, metaphysical, that's that which you can't see. Physical is that which you can see and touch. Metaphysical is that which you can't. And so you can tell any story you want. So I suggest, if you want to move more quickly, you tell the story of, wow, I'm stirring things up. Look what my body is responding with today. How is this going to turn out fabulously for me? Try that story. And the truth is, these bodies aren't designed to not have stuff. They're amazing, miraculous bodies. But I believe that our consciousness can expand so quickly, and it's a different vibration. And these physical bodies are denser. So, but as long as you're thinking in those terms, when, how do you explain it, how long is it going to take, you're in the vibration of not having. And when you hit the vibration of acceptance and true love, things get a lot easier. They don't get perfect. You still have washing machines that break when you do, like, you do laundry every day, I bet. You know, they don't get perfect. Your body doesn't get magically perfect. It just doesn't get to be an inconvenience. Again, the hardest work ever, right?
I just thought of a good analogy, or at least it makes sense to me. Helen knows I lost my job Friday the 13th, January 15th. And the silver lining in that is that I get to do yoga three times a week. But I'm starting to hurt all over. I mean, I can feel my core muscles. I think she's throwing in some Pilates now. And so it hurts, but it's a sign of growth. I mean, I know, or at least that's, I attribute it, that I'm getting stronger. I'm feeling new muscle bite I've never felt before. So that's an example. And I just look forward to having, you know, a re-sculpted body, healthier, your stronger body.
I know, it's funny. And if you clean out your diet, you get pretty sick.
Yeah.
Healing crisis. And so when you do energy and emotional work and you keep expanding your consciousness, yeah, it's a bumpy ride. But you know, if you do none of this, it's a real bumpy ride. And haven't we all been there? But that is the difference. It's what's your attitude, what's your thought, what's your vibration around whatever's going on. So, you know, so many people have said, I can't believe you're doing this big event and you don't have a committee. And I've bought into some of the fear and the story too. But if I'm really very honest, it's not been hard. It's been very, very time consuming. But it's not really been hard per se. But I could never have been in that perspective, say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Just couldn't have been there. So there, and then once I master this level, I'll be off to the next thing to stretch again. So that's the tricky part. There's no there. If you can get really fully present where you are and feel good with that, then the magic happens. And the balance with that is just regular life. Cars break. Washing machines don't work. They bring you the wrong part. Jobs let you go just when you think you're stable. Or your apartment gets taken away. So that's the balance, human life. Okay, so anybody have any thoughts, questions?
So it's like if you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Pretty much.
You don't let it, the perception of it, turn you upside down.
But not in a way that's not proactive. Not in a checked out kind of way.
Yeah. Keep smiling.
Or make time to really complain and then end your complaint. But don't let that be your most recognized state. But yeah, I love that phrase, if you don't mind. Just remember, if you're doing it consciously, that's different than when we have stress and we say, oh, no, that's fine, but inside you're... which is what we were usually taught as children. So being very conscious with it is saying, wow, look at this. I've got eczema. Makes sense. I'm under a lot of stress. This must be triggering old patterns. How cool is it that I get to be really fully conscious with it this time? Until I had eczema running from my hip below my knee on this one leg. Clearing up now. I was like, okay, I hear you. We're stressed. It's good. Good job. Stay there. I've had eczema pop up and move just all around in different places, and it just picked this whole one side. And so I'm just looking at it playfully and with curiosity. I'm like, okay, this is good. You know, usually we get pain on the right side, so the left side's getting some action. Maybe there's some balance there. You know, I'm playful with it. And sure enough, it's shrinking away, even though I can't say my diet's gotten better or my stress level. So that tells me I'm reaching a new level of coping with many things. And again, there's no it. It's just, who can you be in this present moment? Who can you be?